And now back to the news.
You will not be surprised to hear there are many coronavirus-related stories in the evening news. There was a major outbreak at Bannan Poultry in Attleborough, but the boss now says their safety measures rival the best hospitals in the country. The much-heralded coronavirus marshals scheme is showing signs of falling flat in Norfolk. The first signs of panic buying are appearing at Morrison's, has reinstated rationing on some items. In Norwich, there was a demonstration against coronavirus restrictions, and one of those involved was fined £10,000 for contravening the ban on holding a gathering of more than 30 people. Norwich museums are collecting objects now to record aspects of the pandemic for prosperity. Here is Nikki with the news from Bannan Poultry.
The boss of a Norfolk factory where 127 workers contracted COVID-19 says the company has installed safety measures which would rival those in the country's best hospitals. Bannan Poultry reopened its meat processing plant in Attleborough on Monday, September the 14th, after experiencing the county's largest single coronavirus outbreak. The site initially closed on August the 27th, following a request from the public health authorities in relation to a growing number of cases at the factory. All 800 on-site employees were subsequently tested for the virus, with 127 returning positive results. Shareholders met last Friday to discuss Bannan Poultry's future, and a decision was reached to welcome back workers on Monday with a raft of new safety measures in place. But Managing Director Blaine Van Rensburg revealed on Wednesday that around 20% of workers were still absent, despite being encouraged to return to work. Everybody's self-isolation periods ended on Sunday evening and staff were due to return on Monday, but not all have returned, so we're operating at around 80%, said Mr. Van Rensburg. We're reaching out and trying to contact them, sending emails, making phone calls. Some we know are on holiday abroad, and as a result will need to quarantine when they return. We've probably got another 2 weeks where we're going to be short. As the factory's reopening was announced last week, Bannan Poultry said it had worked tirelessly for a fortnight to enhance safety at the factory. Among its new measures are a one-way walkway across the entire site, touch-activated sanitizers on all door handles, and walk-through portals containing a disinfectant mist and thermal imaging for temperature monitoring. Amid fears that the factory was opening prematurely, less than 3 weeks after a major outbreak, Mr. Van Rensburg insisted the timing was appropriate. He added, "I can say simply that some of the measures we have in place are rivaling what you might see in some of the best hospitals in the country. Short of this becoming a hospital setting, there's not a lot more we can do. If you feel comfortable going into your local supermarket, you should feel more than comfortable coming back to work here."
The much-heralded coronavirus marshals scheme announced by Boris Johnson is showing signs of falling flat in Norfolk. So far, none of the county's seven district councils nor East Suffolk Council have revealed plans to have the marshals patrolling their streets. The Prime Minister revealed the new roles last week as part of a rule of six, the new maximum number for indoor and outdoor gatherings. The marshals are to patrol towns and cities to ensure social distancing rules are followed, but Mr. Johnson's vision for a COVID-secure army has not been received well by some of our local councils, which would not be getting any extra money to pay for the marshals. North Norfolk District Council has rejected the scheme, having seen only one new case last week, giving it the second lowest infection rate in the country. In the summer, the council used staff as social distancing coordinators to assist businesses, residents and visitors. A council spokesman said, "North Norfolk District Council can confirm it will not be appointing COVID marshals at this time. It is due to the lack of any government funding for these posts to be created, and the fact that our busiest peak season of July and August has now passed. As a district, due to our age demographic, we also do not have a busy nighttime economy, where regular, larger social gatherings may require this kind of additional management." West Norfolk District Council said it would not recruit marshals yet, as resources were already severely stretched. A spokesman added, "If more clarity is provided to show how these marshals would be funded, we might reconsider our position." Great Yarmouth Borough Council said it waited further information from the government before deciding to implement the scheme, while Norwich City Council said it had not yet decided. Council leader Alan Waters said, "There is nothing wrong with the idea as long as it has the money behind it, training, a time for implementation, and additional resources for councils who are already working at maximum capacity."
Morrison's has reinstated rationing on items such as toilet roll and disinfectant following a tightening of coronavirus measures. The supermarket was the first of the big brands to bring in the measures to protect panic buying. The chain has said that essential items will be limited to a purchase of 3 per person. A Morrison spokesman said, "We're introducing a limit on a small number of key products, such as toilet roll and disinfectant. Our stock levels of these products are good, but we want to ensure that they're available for everyone."
A woman has been handed a £10,000 fine after being arrested as part of a demonstration held in Norwich against coronavirus restrictions. High-profile coronavirus sceptic Piers Corbyn was among the crowd who more than 100 people took part in the protest at Haymarket in Gentlemen's Walk on Thursday, during which protesters wielded placards and banners urging people to choose facts over fear. They also handed out leaflets claiming coronavirus is a hoax during the protest, one of 27 held in towns and cities across the UK in September. 2 people were arrested during the event, including a woman, 37, from Norwich area, who refused to provide her details to police. She was taken into custody at Wyndham and, following inquiries later, issued with a fixed penalty notice for contravening the ban on being involved in holding a gathering of more than 30 people. Julie Vendeth, Assistant Chief Constable, said it had been the first £10,000 fixed penalty notice issued in Norfolk as part of the new coronavirus message, and hoped it would send out a message that those who flouted the rules would be dealt with robustly if needed. She said, "There's people in the community that have lost loved ones to coronavirus, and to see people protesting in this way was unacceptable." It comes after new measures were brought in by the government early this month to try to tackle the rising number of daily positive COVID-19 cases. From September 14, the number of people who could attend social gatherings in England was cut to 6, with failure to stick to the new rules meaning £100 fine, which would double with every subsequent offence up to £3,200.
The remarkable response of people in Norwich to the coronavirus pandemic has been captured for posterity through hundreds of photographs and objects which will tell the story to future generations. The public has donated masks, scrubs, clap for carers signs, posters and more than 200 photographs to Norfolk Museum Service as part of the Picturing the Pandemic project. Curators at the Museum of Norwich at the Bridewell, Strangers Hall and Norwich Castle Study Centre wanted to make sure the social history story connected to virus is recorded. They ran a public campaign to collect objects, photographs, ephemera and stories to reflect the impact of the pandemic on local lives. People were quick to respond, offering donations of all sorts of objects, ranging from scrubs made by volunteers at Norfolk Scrubs to rainbow signs made by children to a cut-out Dominic Cummings mask. They also shared their stories of what it was like homeworking while juggling the demands of schooling children at home and coping with shielding vulnerable family members. Businesses donated masks and visors, with Gerald Kettle Foods and Bread Sauce offering up food parcels, hand sanitizer and shop signs. Hannah Henderson, curator of community history, said she was aware that creating a collection connected to coronavirus might be seen as a bit weird. But she explained, "As social historians, we were keen to capture what was going on. We felt a real responsibility that we were living through a really important moment and that we needed to capture what it meant. So we launched the Picturing the Pandemic campaign to engage with the public and get a sense of what was going on. We found people doing really interesting things. Volunteers who were doing fantastic things and businesses which had changed overnight to try to help. It was a ray of sunshine during lockdown and we were so thrilled to hear so many wonderful stories."